Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
At your service. Mr. Humble, at your service. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is the purveyor of Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column that Republicans can't do without and Democrats just take so they can keep up with what he's up to. And he is one of our political operatives in the brain trust. He spins to the right, as he says, and a world traveler and someone we call on a regular basis to help us understand the goings-on, especially from a political standpoint. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back, and you've been traveling around the world lately and the last few weeks. One of the things I want to do is in this segment is ask you about what you think about what's happening in North Korea. We've been hearing the buffoons in North Korea rattle their sabers for a long time, and they get hungry and they rattle sabers and people give them food and they shut up for a while. This kid, this new son that's just inherited this nation,
Kim
of North Korea, Kim Jong Un, is
easy to say though.
Yeah, he seems like he might be just immature enough and just stupid enough to do something stupid.
What do you think? That is, I think, the problem. With his father and grandfather is a little bit. There's only two people listening to this that are going to remember this, and that's you and me. In the old days, when Milton Berle was on TV,
Mr. Television.
That's right. The early days of television. He would.
When you and I were our father's remote control, right?
That's right. Go change that. They'd always start the show with him, the audience applauding crazily, and they'd show him, holding his hand up and saying enough, enough, enough. And then the camera would pull back, and underneath he'd see that with his other hand he was urging them on.
Right, right.
and that's what happened. That's what I think happened with the grandfather and the father. That we understood that they were doing things for domestic consumption because they needed to keep the people absolutely subjugated,
right?
Because they don't have enough food. It's just a crazy place. This guy, we don't know what he's doing. I mean, it may well be that he'll talk himself or talk the South Koreans into doing something that is irreversible. Just this morning, it was I think it was this morning or last night. It was reported that that the North Koreans are restarting a nuclear processing plant that processes enough plutonium for one bomb a year. Then somebody else noticed, or somebody else said that it may well be that these guys are actually the testing base for Iranian bombs.
Right. Yeah.
That Iranians can't get away with it, but they I don't know how you get through an airport scanner with a fissile material, but
right.
Maybe you can.
If they don't want to, there are all kind of ways that the bad guys can get together and work together to do something evil. But also they showed pictures of North Korean soldiers shooting images of American soldiers.
Oh yeah, no, this is absolutely aimed at us. I mean, if God forbid something happens, the South Koreans will be, collateral damage to what.
Right.
I mean, and it's just, it's just part of that, when you're the biggest guy on the block, the smallest guy on the block wants to see if they can take you down, or the craziest guy.
Well, and I've been critical of President Barack lead from behind Obama with his practices in other parts of the world, but he seems to be taking the right steps in this case. What do you think?
Well, I think what they're really doing, Jim, is they are urging the Chinese to step up to the plate. I mean, the Chinese can no longer say, "Well, we're just the Chinese. We're just here. We don't know from nothing." Now they are part of the world community. They understand it.
Well, they're the benefactor of North Korea, aren't they?
I'm sorry?
They're the benefactor of North Korea.
Oh, yeah, they propped them up. That's right. I mean, ever since 1950, sure.
And so, but I mean, he's flown two B-2 bomb missions over there. They've sent some jets over there. They've got a big ship over there. I think. I mean, my point is, I think he's taking proactive steps that I think are probably needed in this case.
That's right.
I think I'm glad to see this. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are. I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you were saying. But also on the diplomatic front, in addition to the military front,
right?
And this is, when they chose Chuck Hagel to be defense secretary, right. I said, defense secretaries don't make policy, they carry it out. And that's what he's doing now. So, yes, I think this is probably the right way to go, but it could spin out of control in a matter
of minutes.
It really
could. I mean, this guy could just kind of lean up against the wrong button or something
and
make a mess over there, because what is it, Seoul is like an hour away from the DMZ over there or something, right?
I mean, that's exactly right.
You could fire an 88-millimeter mortar from the DMZ to Seoul almost. Hold on to that thought. We come back, folks. It's the 10th anniversary recently of the invasion of Iraq, and I want Rich is one of our experts on Iraq.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.